This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, welcome back to another session. I should start calling it Session of Insanity because of the stories I'm bringing you. Another Session of Insanity here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Do something more than nothing. How do you like that? That's my favorite thing, right? I want you involved. And the way you get involved is by getting informed and doing. How about we start there, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's go through and start hitting some of these rhinos, some of these people who say that they're a Republican and really aren't. And at some point in time, we need to start pushing back on them. Looks like Mitch McConnell now said he's willing to abandon the filibuster. Now, most of the time, Americans, they don't pay a whole bunch of attention to the rules. They really don't understand. Most people at the basic level would believe that, oh, it's just a majority of votes, right? That's all. No, it doesn't work that way. Right? The House and the Senate, they govern themselves. No. When the House decides to go for gender-neutral language, but none of us thinks that that makes any real difference... Right. However, and then in the Senate, you got Mitch McConnell. He's paved the way for a rule change that would allow Democrats to alter forever America's longstanding structure and enable them to become a permanent governing class. Yeah, really. The Senate is split perfectly in half. 50-50, Republicans and Democrats. It'd be nice if that created a stalemate, wouldn't it? It'd at least keep Congress from doing even more damage. And Kamala Harris, she's the tiebreaker. So they've got the majority if they need it. The only protecting minority, you know, the Senate, is the filibuster. The rule went into effect in 1806, right? 215 years ago, the filibuster allows a senator or a group of senators to block legislation from going forward by continuing to debate a matter unless three-fifths of the Senate duly chosen and sworn, vote to end a debate by invoking cloture. All right? Filibuster is still all that stands between the Democrats, you know, adding new states, right? Adding more people to the Supreme Court. And Mitch McConnell, you know, strong Mitch. Right? The minority leader has to agree to the rules. Now, here's what I would do. Mitch, you listening? If we truly have Republicans that have a strong backbone, that really believe what they say to believe, here's what we need to do. You need to vote Mitch out. You need to take him out as a lead. Put Ted Cruz in there and watch what happens. Seriously, why is Mitch McConnell still in that position? It makes no sense to me. I'll tell you why. Because our Republicans, our elected Republicans, not all of them, but as we see, quite a few of them, they're part of the old guard. They're part of the old gang. They need to go. He needs to go. If the people in his home state want him, fine. We don't have to have him as a Republican leader, though. He's proposed a equal power sharing agreement, Schumer, to Mitch McConnell. It provided that the Senate ditches the filibuster. The notion of equal power is, it's a joke. Right? Kamala, she is the tiebreaker. How do you share equal power? Would the two of them have to agree? Think about that. So Mitch, he's an idiot. Mitch and Schumer have to agree on the agenda and what's going to be brought in front of them and the whole thing. And if they can't agree, then she steps in and decides what it is. So who do you think she's going to vote for? What direction do you think she's going to go in? McConnell's been holding firm, refusing to go along with Schumer's proposal. Schumer nagged and whined and complained. He went on NBC and he said McConnell's stubbornness was making his entire caucus mad. It's not true. But Mitch hasn't got the cojones to figure that out. McConnell got word that Senator Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, I can't never pronounce her name, both Democrats, one out of Arizona, one, as you know, out of West Virginia, he promised that they won't vote to end the filibuster. So now Mitch McConnell indicated on Monday night that a power-sharing deal could move forward after two Democrats reiterated that they would not nix the 60-vote legislative filibuster. Right? So now, all of a sudden, he's got no wiggle room. Today, two Democrat senators publicly confirmed that they'll not vote to end the legislative filibuster. They agree with President Biden and the view that no Senate majority should destroy the right of future minorities of both parties to help shape legislation. That's what McConnell said. Right? He's going to leave the place a shambles. He's going to burn it down as he goes out. The legislative filibuster was a key part of the foundation beneath the Senate's last 50-50 power-sharing agreement in 2001. These assurances should be put in place. He says he looks forward to moving ahead and with a power-sharing agreement modeled on that precedent. A little snippet of what he said. The comments come after Senator Joe Manchin and Christine reiterated that they were going to nix that. Manchin said that he didn't support doing away with the filibuster under any conditions. It's not who I am. These guys, they prove to us on a daily basis they could give a crud less about what you're doing. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Listen to Real Salto on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I do want you part of the solution, okay? There's no way around it. I keep saying the same thing. If you guys don't get involved, get engaged with the real information, then you're going to sound like them. And you always tell me you don't want to sound like them. Right? Hey, I'm proud to announce that I'm going to try to do it on Fridays. We've got a writer for Epoch Times coming on the show, and we'll be giving us a debrief, mostly on what's going on in the Chinese arena. Because, you know, we hear a lot of misinformation. This person is from China. She you know, worked there. She lived there. And I'll tell you what, we're going to learn a lot about the culture. We don't understand that kind of culture. I mean, we kind of do. True American patriots do, because, you know, you're in it for the country no matter what. Right? But how far will you go with it? How many people do you know would just, you know, they're going to go to the wall for what they believe truth. How many would give up home, business, family, life? And so, you know, when you think about these people, and you know people around you that are like that, and you just, I don't know. I mean, so we were talking about Mitch McConnell and him, you know, selling us down the road. He's talking about, because he heard, you know, first of all, he really thought, shows you how much attention he wasn't paying, that they were going to be able to nix the filibuster, which would take the power away from him. Now he's heard that there are two Democrats that will not vote to take it away, which means they will lose. Right? If the filibuster is in place, the Democrats in both the House and Senate won't be able to get done what they want to get done. Just slam it through. So Mitch is accommodating Schumer by saying he's willing to do away with the filibuster under certain conditions. And as usual, the Democrats will tell us, yeah, sure, no problem. But then when you get down to it, there will be a problem. They won't go through what they said. We've seen it over and over again. Go all the way back to the days of our illustrious Ronald Reagan, right? When he made a deal with the Democrats, close all the loopholes for immigration, make changes to this, we're going to do this, we write it all out, and I'll give amnesty to the 3 million. I'll sign off on the amnesty on the 3 million that are here at the time, or that we perceived were here at the time. And what happened? He was a fool. Yeah, I know. Our Ronald Reagan was a fool. He gave them what they wanted. They gave us nothing. They didn't fund it. When you don't fund it, you can't make it happen now, can you? You know? So you're both, Joe Manchin said that he wouldn't do away with the filibuster. Sinema's office all said the same thing. She wouldn't support him nixing it either. Now she said she might, or somebody said that she would be interested in getting rid of the 60 vote hurdle, but that wasn't true. She came back out and said it just wasn't true. Now the Post is the one that put that out there, by the way, that she was for nixing. Boy, they're always on top of the truth, aren't they? And McConnell's gonna be—he's gonna be lost mentally. He has to be mentally lost, tired, spent, whatever. And as it was alluded to earlier in the show, he is married to a Chinese woman, is he not? Just saying. I should be an American now, but when it comes to Manchin, except for protecting his state's oil and gas interests, which if he gives it to Biden and the Green Deal goes through, he's going to kiss that goodbye. The senator from West Virginia always talks about, you know, conservative and conservative issues, and then he votes left. Right? Joe Manchin. And I don't really, you know what? Whatever. Vote to put the highly qualified Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court. Right? I'm sorry. I should have added, he didn't vote to put her on the Supreme Court. But he did vote to impeach President Trump. So I'm sure we can be guaranteed that he wouldn't vote for the filibuster, to put away that, right? You can't trust these guys. You just can't trust them. We have to stop trusting them. You have to start realizing they're going to lie to you to keep their job, or they want to keep their jobs or their power. And these people, it doesn't do well for them if they go against the grain, if they go against the power brokers in the party. I know this. I've been close to them. I have a clue. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. You know, if any of you ever saw, what was it, Walking Tall? When the sheriff finally figured out, he decided where the where the judge's quarters would be, judge's office. When the judge wasn't doing the right things, he put the judge in the bathroom. And he had every legal right to do it. It was hilarious. We need to put these yo-hos in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Get them gone. Flush them. Sinema is a different story. Her history suggests that she should be the Senate equivalent of AOC and her squad. She's a bisexual who fervently supports LGBTQ issues. She was a social worker. She belonged to the Green Party, was a member of Code Pink, hangs out with witches. Yeah, whatever. Nevertheless, she functioned as a moderate Democrat in Senate. She's essentially the mirror image of John McCain. Right? She has opposed and will oppose her own party. But it's hard to trust her on some of these really important issues. She can be pressured into going in a certain direction. Now, Mitch McConnell is so anxious to retain power in the Senate, he's willing to give it up. He's willing to take a risk and allow the Senate to vote on rules for new sessions. Our guys need to stand strong, though. Right? I mean, seriously. Well, our people need to stand strong and make sure that these people don't get an inch. You can't give them an inch. Right? This rule is 215 years old. And it protects the minority party, which we tend to be on most of the time. Why in God's creation would he dare give that up? Unless, of course, he's one of them or he's been promised something. What do you think? And how is relying on... I'm sorry. If I'm saying the name wrong, I apologize. I don't mean to. Anyway, we'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Massey, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Tuesday that the administration will be ordering another 200 million doses of COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. He said those doses should arrive by the summer, ultimately allowing 300 million Americans to get vaccinated. Biden said that until vaccines are available to everyone who wants one, masks will still be the best method of protection against the virus.
But the brutal truth is, it's going to take months before we can get the majority of Americans vaccinated. Months. In the next few months, masks, not vaccines, are the best defense against COVID-19.
and Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy is now resting at home after being hospitalized early Tuesday evening. The Senate's president pro tempore was taken to the hospital out of an abundance of caution, according to a spokesman, after not feeling well in his office. The Vermont Democrat was sent home after tests and is said to be resting comfortably. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of it, be part of the solution. Come on, yeah, I'm going to keep saying this. You get tired of hearing me say it, and you actually become part of the solution. Anyway, 855, like I said, REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I'm tired with the Mitch McConnell story. I mean, we already know. We know he's going to stick, not going to stick. They're going to be playing that aren't going to stick up for us. Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell. Should we go to the list? House Republicans, House Republican introduced a bill to toll the Supreme Court at 9 justices. Now, I didn't know this. Maybe some of you did. The 9-justice court has worked for our country for over 150 years, and it doesn't matter how many, you know, they're looking to stack the court in their favor. And it'll get done. It would, guys like Mitch McConnell in place, they'll do about anything they want to do. West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore, she introduced a bill Friday that would limit the number of justices permitted by the Supreme Court to 9. Right? A 9-justice court has worked for our country for over 150 years, increasing that number in a partisan effort to achieve a desired policy. It's just wrong. Dead wrong. But see, you're suggesting that these people have integrity. They actually do love this country, and they have integrity. They don't. It's obvious. It's evident by the actions they take and the things that they do. Seriously. Now, following the death of Justice Ginsburg, Republicans in the Senate, they rushed. Now, I don't want to say, I wouldn't say they rushed. Right? But they were pretty quick pushing through, which ended up being a good thing. Although I'm not so sure how much it helped us in the election. Democrats furiously pointed to a hypocritical nature of the confirmation, reminded their fellow GOP lawmakers that the refusal to renew President Obama's Supreme Court nominee or review. Remember Garland Merrick? But there was, you know, again, different animal there. You guys already know the story. It's just a whole different animal as to how that was put forward. Now, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, though, she was appointed to the High Court a week just before the general election. Right, and McConnell somehow had the cojones, the spine, to hold strong and bring her in front of the Senate. Now, I think that was because he thought it would benefit him and his cause and their cause as a whole. Some, even Biden, alluded to the fact that he would pack the courts for this. And see what they do? They consistently, they love doing this. They're going to threaten you. That's how they're going to get done what they want to get done. They're going to threaten you. That's how they make it happen. Once this door is open, respect for the Supreme Court as an independent arbiter of cases and controversies would fall away. It would become nothing more than another partisan branch of government. I agree with that. Very much so. They were never meant to be the most powerful arm. And they have become that. They were meant to be in place to do two things. One is to decide cases between the states. And so what was constant, always around the Constitution. And the first was when laws were brought in front of them, for them to decide whether they were constitutional or not. Now, the opinion shouldn't be that the law is struck down necessarily, but the law is unconstitutional, therefore can't stand. Go back and fix it. Whether they're sending it back to the state or sending it back to the federal government or the House, it has to be fixed. That was what they were supposed to be ruling on. And it would be a lot less complicated. They'd probably have a lot less cases. The six justices in the Supreme Court that were confirmed are the conservative presidents, only three appointed under Democrat presidents. So lawmakers say that that doesn't accurately reflect the political standing of the nation. It's close. Matter of fact, if you wanted to play that game, it'd be 5-4, right? Not Democrats. Sorry. See, you'd have to play that out and decide, did Joe Biden really get 80-plus million votes? I don't think so. I mean, I was looking at numbers a couple days ago. Let's see if I can remember them. I mean, I have a hard time remembering these numbers. There's 133 million, give or take a few, registered voters in this country. 133 million, sorry. But there was just over 155 million votes cast. And I'm going to say there's close to, 30 million illegals in this country? So I'm surprised it was only that few that went over. But you got 20 million more votes, for all intents and purposes, than people that are registered to vote. So how am I supposed to believe that Joe Biden won by that many numbers? Right? The legislation originally put forward by Senator Mark Rubio in March of 2019 calls for an amendment to the U.S. Constitution that would limit only 9 judges. In October, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said that given the growth of the population since 1876 when 9 justices started, the U.S. may need to reevaluate the number of justices. Yeah, she's a little confused. The number of people shouldn't matter. Shouldn't have anything to do with it. This should always be able to be, you know, again, all you need is an odd number, number one. And number two is, I don't know how you get the partisan stuff out of it. Because if you look at the rulings over and over and over again, the opinions, they're always politically minded. They're always politically leaning, or political leaning. In order for Democrats to pack the court, they'd have to have 4 justices under Biden. Which means they'd have to expand the court. Ain't going to have 4 justices that are dying in the next year or two. In the lead up to the election, Biden acknowledged Democrats' frustration at what he believed is a disproportionate number of conservative versus liberal justices. So what? That's what it's all about. When your people get in, you get to make the appointments. If elected, what I'll do is put together a national commission, a bipartisan commission of scholars, constitutional scholars, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives. I'll ask them to, over 180 days, come back to me with a recommendation as to how to reform the court system. Really? Why, how bad is it? Is it really that bad? I mean, really, think about it. I mean, they have ruled in favor of the Democrats, I don't know, the last couple of times they've had cases in front of them. What are they worried about? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Finally, I love this one. A Memphis lawmaker, they want to prevent buildings and streetways or streets from being named after Trump. Again, talk about hate. But these guys just don't get it. Right? In an effort to erase former Donald Trump from the public's memories, Shelby County Commissioner Tammy Sawyer wants to ban the naming of any county road or property or building for President Trump. About a week ago, Sawyer brought a resolution to the Shelby County Commission panel, and it was passed to move to a full panel vote today. I don't know what the outcome was. Sawyer has always flaunted her radical opinion, so this comes as no surprise to those. She's the founder of Take 'em Down 901 Foundation. It's aimed to remove the Confederate statues in and around the city. And she's just a real kick. After she introduced the resolution, she received some harsh criticism from the community as a whole. So apparently her whole community isn't on her page. This is what people forget sometimes. We are representative government. You are supposed to represent your community, not your own mind. Now, I realize that people vote because they like the way you think. They like the fact that you're on their page or that you're doing things the way they think they ought to be done. But it still doesn't mean you get to interject your feelings, your thoughts, into making these decisions. Take into consideration what your community is made up of and who voted for you. Now, that doesn't mean you don't represent those who didn't vote for you. So Sawyer explained the resolution, and you'll have to wait till after the break to hear about it. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Norman Senior O, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved and engaged. You know, some of you were from emails during the break, and they're not going to impeach President Trump. And not because he's President Trump. They don't have the votes. And some of the rhinos know how dangerous this is. It's not good. It's scary, and it's not good. And it could be a problem. So I want to get that out of the way before I forgot, so you don't think I'm ignoring you, because some of you send me emails around the show, not that I'm not ignoring you. I just can't get to them. Anyway, we're talking about the resolution. I don't know what you want to call it, a law resolution, whatever. From a Memphis lawmaker, they want to prevent buildings from being named after Trump in the Memphis area. No hate going on there, right? Really funny, because when you really sit down with somebody one-on-one or two-on-one and you talk to them about Trump and want to know why they hate him, so you can't get an answer from them. You really can't get a real answer from them. Regarding the resolution, Sori explained her reasoning of wanting it passed. I don't want to see his name used as a banner for white supremacy. Right. Where prove, show me, give me proof that he's a white supremacist. Because you can't do it. You can't do it based on the people he hired, the people he's hired in his personal life, the people he's hired to run his companies. I think it was a woman in New York that worked for him. She came forward during the first time around, and she said, look, I have an African-American female supervisor. There aren't any around supervising some of the most expensive jobs being done by him. To make matters even more ridiculous, this resolution came up completely unprovoked. No one has petitioned to name me anything. She wants to get out in front of it, though, and make sure. I mean, it looks like get out in front of anything else in Memphis. Just more censorship. This is the world they want. They want to be able to tell you what you can read, what you can see, what you can think, and how you can put it out there. Right? And they want to force that on you. Isn't that great of them? That's because they care about you so much. You know, most of the major cultures, and you guys already know this, I'm preaching to the choir here, that have abandoned morality for all intents and purposes. And I don't want to hear that, you know, you got your morality, we got ours, no, morality is morality. Now, some of where you get it may be a little different. We get it, I would hope, Christian people get it from Scripture, what God calls morality. Right? But isn't it funny? I mean, I've got heathen friends or friends that don't believe in God at all that believe in our principles. And Pastor Jeffers out of Texas, he says the Biden administration is going to celebrate what God's word condemns. And where are the Christian Dems with all of this? I'm curious. I really shouldn't say that because I know exactly where they are with all of this. Pulling the lever forward, Joey. Now, Jeffers is the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas. He warned Americans that the Biden administration is going to be very faith unfriendly, if you would. It's going to be celebrating those things that God's word condemns, whether it's gender fluidity or expansion of the definition of marriage, unrestricted abortion, anytime, any reason whatsoever, with no apology. And paid for by the Christian taxpayer. And Christians aren't the only ones that have a problem with abortion. You know, with all the people that have all this money, all these companies that are far left, all these actors and actresses that are far left, you give to the cause. If you're okay with killing babies, go for it. You spend the money there. Biden-Harris has already indicated it will declare war on Christian churches, which is a true statement. Right? I mean, come on, think it through. Because everything that the Christian churches stand for, they're against. If you don't conform to the LGBTQIA teachings on sex and marriage, they're coming after you as being discriminatory. The way they throw that word around, I could have a field day with that. Right? They use discriminatory, racism, homophobic, any of those. They throw them around. They're not worth anything at that point. Whenever you got the government celebrating what the church is condemning, you got a problem. And then you're going to be calling them out. And they don't like to be called out because you know what? They can't fight with God. They can't win that battle. That's why they have to shut us down. That's why they have to keep us from coming together, from being together, from talking together, from working together. They have to stop it. When you look at some of the policies that are coming down the path here, you know where the Biden administration is coming from and who they're going to crack down on. Biological women. You scream about women rights, ladies, you Democrat females, I get a kick out of you. It's the party that takes your rights away. Are you telling me that, like, there's this transgender sports thing? So Title IX no longer counts. Title IX was put in place, I think it was in the 70s. Title IX was put in place back in the 70s to make sure that women, had the same equal ability to compete as men did. That the same sports were offered to them, the same facilities were offered to them, not substandard stuff. I'm okay with that. Makes perfect sense to me. But now what they're being told is that men, with different muscle structure, different bone density, different strengths and weaknesses than a woman, they're going to be able to compete in women's sports. So, again, how is this fair? How is this true equity? Right? I mean, he goes on to say that they're embracing civil rights for transgenderism. Think about some of the legislation that's already coming down. And what's going to happen? Jefferson says, I'm very concerned, you know, give a little perspective about this. This is the way the final couple of years of the Obama administration was going. Things were unraveling very quickly. They were going after faith groups. The only thing that interrupted that was Donald Trump. And he's right. You know, the non-religious people, the people that don't care and they go to squishy churches, they're the ones that say it's no big deal. But it is a big deal. The Obama administration was the one that said you couldn't have a Bible in naval hospitals. Remember that? In military hospitals. Why? Many of men and women overseas, many of men and women in the military are people of faith, Christians, Catholics, whatever. If you're concerned that they're going to be upset about the other, put the Quran in there, put the Torah in there. See, we're not afraid of it. Christians aren't afraid of these other books. We're not afraid of other faiths. You guys need to be petrified of Christianity, though. We don't kill anybody. We don't behead anybody. We don't cut off hands. For the most part, the Christian religion is about forgiveness and love. And yeah, you have fringes like you have in every group. They were going after faith groups. The only thing that interrupted them was Trump, as I said. But now we're back at it. See, it wasn't over. It was just put on pause. Right? And you're gonna see this pick up. And it's going to pick up at lightning pace. If you look at what Biden did, what is it, 6 days into his presidency. Lightning speed going after Trump supporters. Trying to squelch Trump supporters and take their jobs away any way he can. Lightning speed with turning around the LGBTQ situation or transgenderism truly in the military. Right? I mean, look at it all. And look at it for what it's worth. Stopping the oil leases across the country. Why? What's the reasoning behind it? Thank God a court with two brain cells to rub together stopped him from stopping deportations. These are the far left things that we kept saying they were going to do, but mainstream said no, and news coverage for him. And let's not to mention everything his son and he have done in screwing this country. You know, it's interesting when you talk to Dr. Jeffers, when you listen to him speak, and you look out, you've listened to me. The evangelical community, in a big way, is quite quiet. Evangelicals, Catholics, liberal Catholics, Southern Baptist conventions, right? Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what Bible they're using. I don't even know if they're using Scripture to base their opinions on. You can't make a comment about God. I mean, if your experience with God is kind of made up, and I'm not saying you have to belong to a religion, if you would. I don't like to call it religion. I have a whole different term for it. But then that means that you have, how many people on the planet? 8 billion? We've got 8 billion people with 8 billion different versions of religion. I'd love to talk this through more on another day. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Head over to the website. Help me out. TheRealSide.com/HelpJoe. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will too.